Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, founder and CEO of Mickle Knight. I am an educator, author, speaker, and very passionate about healthy and balanced living. Well, today we're going to be talking about mental balance, which is actually pertaining to the mind, pertaining to the totality of an individual's intellectual and emotional or physical being. That's just part of the definition from Webster's Dictionary. Also, having said that, this is week 4 of the full circle of ESPM, which is emotional, spiritual, physical, and mental health and balance. Everything we do belongs to one of the 4 quarters of the pie. The challenge we have is to make sure that the pie is evenly divided into 4, so all slices are the same to be balanced. This means that we need to pay attention to where we have some shortcomings and balance those to even out. Some areas are easier to balance than others, which is amazing, as it allows us to learn to balance ourselves to the fullest. Sometimes we can use the same method to balance more than one slice of the pie. Some things that are helping me in balancing myself are music. This is great for soothing. It's actually even great for math because music has a rhythm, so you can get a mathematical formula in there. Music is also a language. It's something to communicate with. Things that you probably have listened to in music are a communication of words, of sentiments, of ideas, of love, of frustration. All these things can be communicated through music. The best thing for us, though, is to find something that is communicating peace, happiness, something that is soothing, that allows us to energize, that allows us to heal emotionally, physically, spiritually, and mentally. Well, there are some other things that are really important, and we talked about physical balance, which has to do with exercise. It is a benefit to us, to all of us, to be strong, healthy, balanced. When we trip somewhere and we are balanced and strong, does not mean we're falling. And when we fall, we usually are able to just get up again and continue our journey. So that's why balance, physical strength, is just as important as emotional and spiritual strength. Of course, in order to improve the strength, it's not just the workout, it's also the nutrition. The better and healthier we eat, the better and healthier the body is. And when the body is healthy, usually the mind, the mental health is healthy too. The same goes for hydration. As you can see, everything always goes back to those 4 slices because they belong together to form a complete circle. When you have a pie, an entire pie, let's say a lemon meringue pie, or be it an apple pie, or whichever pie you like best, and you cut it into 4 slices, and then you say, oh, but I don't want to eat a quarter of a pie right now. I just want to eat like an eighth or a twelfth. And you just nibble a little bit, and then you look at the entire pie. Is it still balanced? No, something is missing. So that's why it is so important that we definitely stay together with all 4, that we definitely work them all and make sure they're full to the rim with everything that belongs to each of these quarters. I have experienced with a person something to tell you how amazingly strong our mind is. It is just unbelievably strong. And I can tell you that this person was so happy. Really happy. We went to an event and I saw that person there, and that person was so happy that the event went so well, and there was a certificate at the end of the event for the accomplishments, and lo and behold, out of that happiness, the body didn't know what to do. It just felt stress, and it went paralyzed. And it took probably an hour or two for the body to come out of the paralysis. So the mind does not differentiate between positive stress or negative stress. It just knows stress. And when it has a little bit too much of that, it shuts down. And that can be in different ways. It does not have to be in paralysis. It does not have to be in just getting sick and having to vomit and diarrhea and all that stuff. Those are all symptoms that are related to your body telling you, hey, give me a break. I need some time to myself. I need some space. Let me rest for a little bit. Let my mind stop from racing. You know, every organ in the body has a function for something that is important. And every organ in the body also takes a break here and there, just to rejuvenate. The only one that does not do this is the mind. And it is just absolutely amazing. The mind, you know, maybe, let's put it this way. Maybe when you go to bed at night and you had an amazing day and you really tried to calm down and make sure that you get relaxed and just really peaceful and you enjoy everything that happened and you want to go to sleep, yet your mind is jumping through hoops. It's doing so many things, and you cannot make it shut down, slow down. It's just racing. There are skills. There are professionals out there that can help you with that. I did go to a hypnotherapist for a while to learn how to control my own brain, especially at night when I'm laying in bed after I did my exercises that I need to relax my body after I did my prayers and all that. I have now learned to do some self-hypnosis, just a few steps, that get me to the point of being relaxed and being able to do that. And that's why I'm telling you, there are people out there who can help you. They can share the tools with you, depending on whether you're open-minded and whether you want to accept what's being taught. The more you accept it, the more you listen and learn, the easier it will be for you to control your mind, slow it down so it won't race like that, so you can actually go to bed with a good and happy thought in your mind without having to worry about anything else. You know, there's a story that I heard from a worker. He always grabbed his bag in the morning and went to work. And he had all his tools in that bag, and he did everything he could every day. And then his car broke down, and he needed a ride to get to work. So he did find the ride, and the person also gave him a ride back home at night. So The worker said to the driver, "Would you please stop here? I need to stop by this tree." And the driver stopped. The worker took his bag and pretended to hang certain things up on the tree branches. And after a few days of that, in the morning he went and picked it up. And after a few things of that, the driver said, "Worker, would you please explain to me what you are doing with this tree?" And the worker said, "Well, it's very simple. When I go home to my wife and children, I want to be free of worries. I want to be free of work. I want to be free of everything that's been haunting me during the day. I want to go home, be free to receive and to love my wife and my children, and not to take anything that bothers me home with me. See, in the morning when I come back, whatever is still there, I pick up and I continue working on it during the day. But at night again, when I go home, I want to give everything to God, the tree in this case, so that I can go home as a free man, being filled with joy and happiness, so I can be there for my wife and my children." And I thought that was such a wonderfully illustrated picture that now I can see myself when I feel things popping up in my head. I said, okay, there's a branch that doesn't have anything. What can I put on that branch? And I just start letting go of the things that are really literally bothering me because I want to free my mind so I can get my rest. So over the last 4 weeks, we have talked about everything in regards to emotional, spiritual, physical, and mental health. Next week, we're going to go over all four one more time with the high points. And I want to tell you right now, I have a wonderful gift for you. It's on YouTube. Just click on the link that's below in my notes, and you can listen to it. It's a wonderful thing. And also, if you have anything that you have to, want to, or desire to communicate with me, please feel free to go onto my web and leave me a message there. It's http://www.mikkelknight.com, which is MICLKNIGHT.com. Or you can go to my email at dythompson@mikkelknight.com or call me or text me at 562-335-4956. I really am looking forward to hearing from you. I want to see what helped you, where I could improve to make it better for you so you can learn more, to free yourself, to be yourself, to do your best, give your best, and be your best, give your best, and do your best each and every day so you have no regrets and you can help others and be there for your family. So having said that, and having given you my contact information, and having told you where you can get your gift on YouTube, which is really appropriate to this show, I am going to say, until next week, stay happy, healthy, blessed, and empowered. And again, next week, we're going to go over all four again for a recap. For a recap and for the another amazing gift that I just listened to, and I was definitely touched, and I just want to share that with you next week. And then in March, we're going to have two guest speakers. I'm not quite sure what days, but look forward to it. Check out what's happening, and I will see you and talk to you either during the week when you contact me or on my next show. That's next Thursday, February 25th at 11 a.m. at the blogtalkradio.com/get healthy now. So for now, I'm going to say goodbye and have a marvelous week.